Do you think the removals men will be able to make it down this track? I ask, trying to be conversational, gripping the leather grab strap. I'm paying them enough. My mother, Magda, maintains her concentration on the twisting lane, her expression set. My negative remarks have annoyed her, but even so, I can't help but compound my error. That farm we passed looked rather forlorn and unloved. This is quite a lonely place. Magdalena's gaze slides sideways at me. It's people we wanted to get away from, if you recall, dear. She leaves a cruel pause, then adds, Perhaps you might show some gratitude? I flush. I've thanked you 100 times. What more can I do? Nia bunch gwupia, Mila. Show a bit more gumption. Gumption is my mother's favorite English word. In the back seat, a small voice pipes up.
Are we there yet?
Janie, darling. I turn around to regard my daughter, all 5 and a bit years of her, her short blonde hair tousled, her cheeks pink and creased from lying in a heap of clothing, her toy rabbit crushed to her chest. And suddenly everything seems fine again. Did you have a good sleep?
No.
She is emphatic.
This car is very uncomfortable.
Now then, Janeska, we must cut our coat according to our cloth, Magdalena scolds.
It's too hot for a coat.
What Granny means, darling, is that we can't afford to waste what little money we have left on fancy cars.
Daddy had a fancy car.
Your father had a lot of things. Unfortunately, honesty wasn't among them, Magdalena says sharply. And don't call me Granny. It makes me sound 102.
Janie laughs.
Granny's 102.
You need to teach your daughter some manners, Magdalena barks, slowing for a bend.
Let's not argue. It's not the way we want to begin our new life. My tone is wheedling. When did I become so limp? As we round the bend, a gap in the hedge affords a glimpse of a white house far below, backed by dark trees, and beyond it an expanse of lush vegetation, leading down to a long, curved pale strand bounded by headlands into which grey waves roll. Is that it? It must be. It's the only house in view. The house at White Cove. This is my first sight of our new home. Mother travelled alone to Cornwall for the viewing and to the auction, where she ruthlessly beat off all opposition. We could have bought a house in the countryside outside London, I think, not for the first time. Why have we come 300 miles west to a place where the land falls into the sea? But by the time I found out that this was Magda's plan for our fresh start, it was a fait accompli.